This is the body of Christ, poured out and broken for you. Jesus said, "Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for a friend." In the coming days, he would be arrested, tried, and then executed. The body of Christ would be subjected to great suffering. But through the journey of the cross, Jesus willingly laid down his life as he demonstrated his great love for us. And Pilate asked, "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" They all answered, "Crucify him." Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they led him out to the place of the skull, which is called Golgotha. There they crucified him with two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and the disciple whom he loved. When Jesus saw them there, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother."
See from his hand, his hands.
Later, knowing that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." They put a sponge soaked in wine to his lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.